Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Always people there, fantastic menu, and really is worth calling in for. They've carvery at the weekends, and if the weather's nice, you can sit outside and watch the world go by across North Dublin Bay. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, we want to cover a topic on this edition that we've never covered before, yet it affects tens of thousands of people in Ireland. And that is bipolar disorder. And according to recent figures, over 40,000 people in Ireland have bipolar disorder. And today on Opinions Matter, we want to expose the stigma attached to bipolar and how ignorant people can be when it comes to understanding this disorder. Now, this ignorance, and I'm going to call it ignorance, was brought to our attention by Christine, who posted this to our Facebook page last night. I want you to have a listen to this. Me and my partner have recently had to switch babysitters, and we're now using a friend of the family. She's a lovely girl, 23 years old, but it made me nervous when she told me during a conversation that she lives with bipolar disorder. I don't know too much about it, and now I'm second-guessing my choice to have her babysit my kids. My partner is equally worried. Call us ignorant, but have we not got the right to be concerned about the welfare of our child? And that is from a lady called Christine. And does it prove the pure ignorance that exists when it comes to even having a conversation about bipolar disorder? So this lady is a friend of the family, so she knows her.
Yep.
She is recently started babysitting the kids, and then she revealed that she lives with bipolar disorder. And suddenly, this lady, Christine, is all a fluster. Oh my God, I can't have somebody with bipolar disorder mind my child.
First of all, there is a stigma around mental health, and we do need to speak about mental, and in fact, we're talking about it on this podcast. We do need to talk about mental health. What question are you asking me? And I'll answer the question. First of all, before anybody...
Is this person an absolute ignoramus? Because,
no, not at all. And this is coming from somebody. This is actually a subject I do know stuff about, because I have two people fairly close to me who suffer with bipolar disorder. Both different levels of bipolar, but both do suffer with bipolar disorder. And I've spoken to them about it in the past. One of them, we used to just call her and their group of friends a moody bitch because we didn't actually know. And some days you'd meet up with her or you'd be in the gym and you'd be talking to her and she'd be like, she'd barely give you the time of the day. And then other days she would be happy as Larry and we just thought it was moods and she finally told us she was bipolar. And then we were able to understand it a lot more. So I do understand bipolar. I don't suffer with it myself, thank God. But yes, they have a right to be concerned. You do have a right to be concerned. Anybody...
Concerned about what?
Well, the safety of your child. That if this person gets a bad episode of bipolar, that maybe... You look at a... And I'm not saying this would happen with someone with bipolar, but you look at a lot of examples in the last 10 years of horrific things happening to children. I'm not even going to give examples now, but a lot of horrific things that have happened to children in the last 10 years, it was discovered at a later stage that mental health played a part in that. Yeah. In other words, if someone, and again, it's a different mental health disorder, but if someone was suffering with bouts of psychosis, would you be happy with them babysitting your child?
No, possibly not. But that's
we know someone. Correct?
But that's not...
We know someone who suffers with psychosis and...
That's not what we're talking about here,
though. But I'm just saying, mental health, under the umbrella of mental health, you can take chances when your children are at stake here.
So the question is this woman right to be concerned that her babysitter has revealed that she lives with bipolar disorder? Or is that absolute ignorance as to what bipolar disorder is? So just because this lady lives with bipolar disorder, is she going to cause any harm to this child?
No. That's wrong. That's wrong what you're even saying.
No.
She did not say that person with bipolar is going to...
Call us ignorant, no. But have we not got a right to be concerned about the welfare of our child?
So why are you adding still drama to it by saying that she's... She never said that there was a chance.
Okay, so what is she concerned about then? I am concerned about the welfare of our child, leaving our child in the care of somebody who has bipolar disorder. So if it's not a concern about some harm coming to her child, what is the concern?
That's like saying... I'm a bit concerned that even my child alone with Adrian, because he's after having a few drinks or he's after smoking a joint or something. It's a common occurrence. It's a common thing.
What is she concerned about? This lady has revealed that she lives with bipolar disorder. So what is she concerned about? That's the question.
You have to ask that question.
Yes. Is she concerned that harm will come to her child? What is her concern? Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, Adrian. Hey, Jeremy.
What's your view on this? Would you be concerned about somebody with bipolar disorder minding a child?
No, I have three kids. I have an 11-year-old, I have an 8-year-old, and I have a 4-year-old. As long as I knew the person, I trusted them, and they were on their meds, I don't see any issue with it. They're a human being at the end of the day. And as you said, Adrian, at the start of the show, there is an awful lot of ignorance when it comes to mental health and that type of stuff in Ireland. We hear the word bipolar and automatically think, oh, this person's crazy, this person's nuts. No, I'd have no issue. None.
So I was asking whether or not it's a sign of sheer ignorance for somebody to be second-guessing a friend of the family, 23 years old, so she's mature. She was happy enough with her to babysit up to the point that she found out she was living with bipolar disorder. Is that just pure ignorance?
It is. There's no point judging her because you heard the word bipolar. How do you know she's not managing it pretty well? As you said, she had no issue up until hearing the word bipolar. How do you know she's not managing it correctly? She's in therapy. She's taking her meds. She's on an even keel. It's pure, in my opinion, it is pure ignorance. Don't judge the girl by the word bipolar. Look into it first. And if you're still not comfortable with it, if you've done your research and you've looked into it properly and you're still not comfortable with it, it's your child at the end of the day. But no, just don't dismiss her straight away because you heard the word bipolar.
One of the things that people are concerned about where it comes to bipolar disorder is mood swings. And, you know, one day being okay and another day not so much. And if you're somebody who's minding a child, that is where that concern comes from, is it not?
No, I get that. But the girl herself is going to know if she's having a bad day or she's having a good day. Like, she's going to know herself. You're going to know by her. Like, no, it's people with depression are the same. People with depression have up and down mood swings.
No, that's true. I agree.
I know bipolar is a hell of a lot more severe than depression, and I get that 100%. But at the same time, somebody with depression has up and down mood swings. Somebody, like, you know what I mean? No, just because you've heard that word, look into it before judging the girl would be my advice to her. Before you judge her because you heard the word bipolar, do your research on it. If she's like, as you said, if she didn't hear the word bipolar, she'd have absolutely no issue with this girl minding her children.
Okay, here's a message from Orla, and I want to read it out. She says, bipolar disorder is someone who is depressed and suffers with extreme highs and lows. Would you let someone watch your kids who has depression? And she goes on, would you let someone who has a broken arm watch your kids? Physical and mental illnesses are the same.
No, they're not.
So like hang on, if your babysitter, arrived tonight, you were on the way out, and your babysitter arrived, and you didn't know anything about your babysitter's mental health, and the babysitter arrived in and looked very, very down, looked in a dark place, Lorraine. Okay, and you know what someone who's in a dark place looks like. We've all been there. And you asked the babysitter, "How are you?" And she said, "I've never felt so down in my life. I'm just at a low at the moment. I've never felt so low in my life." Would you go out with your husband and enjoy your night out, leaving the children alone with that person?
No.
Thank you.
That person's telling you she's...
There you go. That's your answer.
But Jeremy...
That's somebody saying, I'm in a really bad place. It's completely different.
That's somebody crying out for help. That's someone telling you she's at a low place.
I agree. So then... If that's the way we're going, then do you believe then that in this situation where the babysitter is bipolar, do you believe that the parents of those children should ask that girl every time she arrives over, "We know you're bipolar. Are you having an up day or a down day? Please tell us. We need to know. We need to know before we go out. Are you having an up day or a down day?" Do you think that's appropriate?
They can tell buyers.
No, you can't.
But if you feel more comfortable, she's happy. She disclosed that she said she was bipolar. If she's happy discussing it, why not? If they want to ask that question, ask that question.
No. I'm asking you the question. Do you think it's appropriate to ask someone then, we know you're bipolar, are you having a bad day or a good day?
If you feel more comfortable, yeah. Turn around and just say to her, "Look, how are you feeling today? You're up for minding the kids."
And if she says, "I'm having a bad day," what do you do then?
I wouldn't get her to babysit. I'd ask her, does she need help?
Okay.
Like, what I can do for you.
So the only difference then, as far as you're concerned, is her being honest with you. So if she doesn't tell you, how you're feeling, you don't know. But you would still take that chance.
This is someone you know. It's not a complete and utter stranger.
No, it doesn't matter. People hide their mental illness, which is part of the problem, from people all the time. I know.
So what you're saying, though, indirectly is that somebody who has a mental health issue, like this lady, can't be trusted.
No, I'm not saying that. I know two women.
That is exactly what you're saying. That is exactly what you're saying.
I know two women who suffered with postnatal depression after giving birth to their babies.
I suffered with it as well.
And they hid it from their husbands and they hid it from their family because they were afraid of being judged. I mean, they were afraid that the children were going to be taken off her because she had postnatal depression. Because that's how people feel about it. When it comes to your children, Lorraine, you can't take a chance.
But then what's the alternative? Like, what do you want to do? Put them all up in a padded cell and leave them there?
What I'm saying is, would you take the chance? And you're obviously saying yes, you would.
If I knew this person like this person does, it's a friend of the family, and I knew she was on her meds, and I knew she was managing okay, yes, I'd have no issue.
But she could be lying to you.
Anybody could be lying to you.
But he could lie into you.
Yes,
any normal babysitter you get in could be lying to you as
okay,
well.
Okay, yeah, the fact but of the matter is, Jeremy, until the point that she found out this lady lives with bipolar disorder, she was happy enough. She's a friend of the family. She was very happy for it.
But what I'm saying,
Lorraine agrees with me on this. You are now saying that because she is admitted to having a mental health disorder, she can't be trusted anymore.
Can I ask you a question? Would you trust somebody who had severe depression? Mind your kids.
No.
Why?
No, because I know people who suffer with severe depression, and a lot of times they are in a very, 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 very bad place. So no, I wouldn't. At the best of times, even when I'm having a good day, my children can wear you down to the nub of your bone. They really can. So no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no,
but what I'm saying is, the expression "forearmed is forewarned." When you don't know information about someone, you're gleefully and blissfully unaware. But when you are armed with that information, that you know that person could be having a really, really, really bad day, are you going to take that chance?
So what you're saying, Jeremy, and I'm going to really press you on this.
Well, you don't have
somebody
to press me.
With bipolar disorder cannot be trusted around children.
With kids.
That is exactly what you're saying.
No, it's not.
That's the way you're coming across.
It is exactly the way you're coming across.
No. It's like you don't trust them. You don't have no faith.
They lie to you. They can't be trusted. All of these things you just said. So somebody with bipolar disorder is not a fit person to mind a child.
Okay, well, the two of you can sit here all day and try and put words in my mouth, but I didn't say that. So that's that's...
But what are you saying?
No, you didn't indirectly say it, but it's coming across like that's exactly how it's coming across, Jeremy. No.
Okay, then I'll ask you a question straight.
No, stop asking.
Would you let somebody with bipolar disorder mind your children?
I'm not answering any more questions.
Because the answer is no.
Don't, first of all, don't put words in my mouth. I did not say that.
You did only 2 minutes ago. Lorraine heard you.
No, I didn't say I would
trust somebody. Now you're backtracking.
No.
Because you realise how obnoxious it is to say that somebody with bipolar disorder might lie to you, can't be trusted.
Well, that's all true. That's all a fact. People can lie about their mental health. So
but so can somebody, a normal babysitter who has no mental health issues, can lie to you and have a down day.
At least this woman actually told them, at least she told them that she is living with bipolar disorder. She was honest enough.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be dragged into, made say something that I didn't actually say by both of you.
But both of us heard you. So
what did I say? What did I say that you heard?
Can't be trusted.
I didn't say that.
Wouldn't allow somebody with depression mind your child.
You're coming across like you wouldn't trust like anyone with a mental health issue mind your kids. That's how you're coming across.
Okay, would you? Well, hang on. A lot of people.
There's Alan saying you did say it. Everybody is saying that's exactly what you said, Jeremy.
I'm sorry if you took that up wrong, but I won't be. My words.
Jeremy, I play the tape back.
My words will not be twisted.
Okay, I'm going to ask a straight question. Somebody with bipolar disorder.
This isn't about me. This isn't about
but I'm pushing you on it. Somebody with bipolar disorder, could they mind your child,
I'm
your
not
children?
Answering the question.
But then there's no point in being here.
Yeah. There you go.
He's backtracking now, Lorraine, because he actually did say
that. You're 100%. Coming across, you're coming
absolute...
across, Jeremy, like somebody who does
Lorraine,
not trust somebody with a mental health issue
kids. You're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite, Lorraine, because
how am I a hypocrite?
Because you turned around less than 10 minutes ago when I asked you a question, would you let someone with depression, with deep depression mind your kids, and you said no. So you're picking...
asked me if they were on a really
if somebody walks in your front door and says...
they were on a down day. That's what you asked.
That's a different question.
So the only difference between you picking someone who is good and someone who is bad is whether or not they're honest with you. So you're saying the
exact
same thing.
If somebody came into my house
and said, I'm having a shit day.
I'm on a really bad day. I'm really depressed. I'm not in the humor of that. I'm not going to leave my kids with somebody like that.
Correct.
Naturally.
But the person that is feeling that way and is keeping it from you is in the exact same position.
So therefore, you would not allow somebody with depression to mind your children.
With deep depression.
That's what you said.
Yeah, with deep depression, but not bipolar. It's two completely different things.
You're completely backtracking it. Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, guys? Happy Friday to you. A lot of beating around the bush here. Listen, it's pretty simple. I wouldn't let anybody with depression, bipolar, to mind my kids. And I don't care what they say or what anybody else says. I wouldn't trust them. No, I wouldn't. You know,
why not?
I'll tell you why. Jeremy pointed out very, very good point there earlier on. We get wind down to the bone, with kids, and they test their patience, and they test life to last nerve. So if you have somebody suffering with depression or bipolar, obviously they're going to get on their last nerve. So who? Am I right? So why would I put them in that position? Why would I do it in the first place? I just wouldn't, you know. There's a very good friend of the family here. She's a great girl. Suffers terrible with bipolar and depression. What have you not? But would I leave her with my kids? No, we wouldn't. And I've no problem saying that, you know. It's as simple as that. I don't feel safe. I wouldn't. It'd be in the back of my head if I was out the night out. Hope everything's all right there. And I'm certainly not going to ask her how you're feeling today. Will you be able to mind the kids? Are you sure you're going to be able to mind them? You know, belittling her and wrecking her head.
Okay, so if your babysitter was honest enough to say to you, look, I live with bipolar disorder. She may say she's on medication or whatever the case may be. You would immediately say, bye-bye.
This is not for you. Yeah. And I'm not, you know, and it's terrible to say, but it's, you know, that's the way I feel. You know, but my kids at the end of the day, I'm going to protect them from anybody and everybody, you know. And I don't think that's, you know, it's not a big ask, you know. And that's just it. You know, what's the big issue here, guys?
Because it's assuming...
It's
assuming that because somebody lives with a mental health condition, your children aren't safe, which is outrageous.
Yes. I don't care what you think. They're my kids at the end of the day. It's my choice. I have to keep them safe. It's simple as that, you know.
Safe from what?
Sorry, Adrian.
That might happen.
If you all remember, if everybody remembers that horrific story from about 10 years ago where the German pilot crashed the plane into the mountains and killed everybody on board the plane. And in fact, because of that, a pilot cannot be left alone in a cockpit anymore. You have to have two people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you remember the debate that was waging then, and every single person that had a flight booked was saying, how do I know if the person flying the plane who has my life in their hands, how do I know if they are suffering with their mental health? It's a fair question to ask, Adrian. When lives are at stake, it is a fair... Is it not a reasonable question to ask, Adrian?
Because I remember...
I remember you asking the same question that time when your man flew the plane into the mountain. Jesus, how safe are we now? How many pilots that are flying our planes are suffering with dark, deep depression?
That pilot was hiding his mental health issues. This lady hasn't. This lady has told the people she's babysitting for that she lives with bipolar disorder. She's been honest. Yeah. She's not hiding anything.
But the reaction is,
you can't be trusted.
Well, I wouldn't be able to live with myself if that happened, you know. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Lorraine, what do you make of that?
You're telling me, she had bipolar, God love her. Yeah, my fucking kids are dead too. I don't give a fuck.
What do you make of that attitude,
Can I ask John a question?
Yeah, go on.
I was diagnosed with postnatal depression after I had my youngest son. By your logic, because my three kids have been taken off me.
No, you know how serious this is, and I'm well aware of this because my own partner went through it many, many years ago. You just have to keep an eye on it. Your partner, the people that you have around you help you out. And we do know that it did go, you know. But I'm not going to go as far as saying that your kids should have been taken off. No, I'm not. But
should I have not been left alone with my kids? Should I have someone with me 24/7 when I had my kids, when I was going through that for 2 years and I hit my...
Well, me as your partner, I would have been watching all of you. Yes, I would have. Because I was watching over my partner. And I was watching every move she made, and I was watching everything. Yes, I was.
So you watched over her shoulder while she watched your three kids while she was going through
kept an eye on her, made sure she was okay, made sure we got to the appointments on time, and every time that she had gotten appointments, done the whole lot, you know.
Did you leave her alone with your kids, though?
I did. Of course, I did. Yeah. It was in the back of my mind, Lorraine, all the time. It was on my head 24/7 when I was going out that door. You know, I hope everything's okay. That's what I'm saying, Lorraine. I do not want to be going out when I have a babysitter there, thinking is everything going to be okay, because it's not okay with me. So I don't want to have her in the position as well. I don't want to put that position on, and I don't want to put that, that responsibility on somebody. I'd rather just get somebody in that normal.
I want to read a message from one of our listeners, Sinead. And Sinead, we'd love to talk to you. And it says, I live with bipolar disorder, and I'm capable of minding kids. I'm not going to effing murder them.
I know she's here. Look, I'm not saying she's not Asian. But the topic is, would you leave kids with somebody that's bipolar or suffering from depression? I said no, and that's me, as a person. And I'm allowed my opinion, same as everybody else's. You know, I just wouldn't trust them. That's as far as it. That's as far as it goes, you know. And that's what it lies with me. They're my kids at the end of the day. That's all it is, you know.
Okay, do me a favour and stay on the line there for 1 second, if you can. I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note that's just come in to us.
What's story, boys? Jeremy, you're backpedaling in a serious amount there, pal. You must need reverse signal on that bike at this point. As I've said to you before, boys, my child's safety is paramount, and I'm probably going to be ripped apart for saying this, but no, if someone's going through some mental illness shit, I wouldn't be leaving my kids with them. Not a hope. We've probably driven me crazy on a bleeding average day, lads. I wouldn't put that on anybody else. And how would you even go out and enjoy a night if someone walks in looking like fucking Wurzel Gummidge, you know what I mean? Jesus Christ, no way. Can't wait to hear the show, boys. Oops, me eyeballs here, so I can't come on. Back to work we go.
Sinead, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sinead?
How are you?
Sinead, I read your message there a moment ago, and your message basically said that you live with bipolar disorder, you're well capable of minding children, you're not going to murder them. Now,
I actually think people are getting mixed up here with borderline schizophrenia. Like, it's bipolar. I have down days. Sometimes I have down days. Children cheer me up. I don't have dark thoughts of harming a child.
And I would imagine 99.9% of people who live with bipolar disorder are the exact same.
I know, but in
I can speak for myself. Like, I can only speak for myself. Right now, when I've just days when I don't want to get out of bed, I don't want to get up, and I don't want to face the world. If I tell my nieces and nephews, I grew up for that job, it helps me. I'm not going to sit there and harm children. It's bipolar. people are putting it under the mental health card. This mental health card gets thrown around a lot. Okay, if I was someone with borderline schizophrenia, yeah, I would worry about the mind of children because it could snap. People with bipolar suffer up and down and find it hard to have a balance. The mental health card gets thrown around the system too fucking much, and that's why places are under-resourced. If someone just fucking has a breakup, all of a sudden in this society because they feel down for a week, the system and the resource are under-resourced because they think they have this some sort of melting illness because they're just fucking feeling unwell in themselves.
Okay, Sinead.
And they're just waiting this for months.
Okay, Sinead, bipolar disorder, I'm looking it up on the mental health website, is a mental illness that causes unusual shifts in a person's mood.
Yeah, not their behaviours.
Okay, their energy, activity levels, and even concentration. So none of that is good when it comes to looking after a two-year-old.
Well, because you might have low energy. It doesn't mean you have to do 60 laps around the Phoenix Park with your kids.
No, not low energy, but laps.
Sit down, play with them, talk to them, jigsaws, read books.
But the shifts in mood. Now, I agree with you on
shifts in mood, yeah, from high to low, as I just said.
And when the lows are there, how low are the lows?
Well, I'm low and I feel like I don't want to get up and I've nothing to live for. I will get out and I will do something about it. You know, and if that means going to mind of my nieces and nephews, I will do so. I am not a harm to children because I'm under this umbrella labelled under the mental health system.
Okay, John, I'm going to bring you back in again. And I read Sinead's message out a while ago. This lady is of no harm whatsoever to any child, even if she's on having a down day. In fact, children can be the medicine that she needs.
Sinead, how you doing? I'm sure you're a lovely girl, Sinead, and I've no doubt about it. But the question was, Sinead, and I still stand by it, would I leave my kids with somebody suffering from bipolar disorder? And I said no, and I mean no.
That's your preference to your kids.
No. And Sinead, I'm sure you take care of yourself with mine and your kids. I've no problem, Sinead. Fair play to you. But my kids, my choice, and that's what I'm saying, Adrian. It's my kids, my choice. And the way I leave my kids with is my responsibility. And I'm not, look, Sinead, you said it yourself there, you would never harm a kid. I've no doubt you wouldn't, Sinead. But
that's your personal choice who you leave your kids with. But I'm just trying to get rid of this stigma of bipolar. It will not fucking be borderline. It's not borderline schizophrenia.
I know that, but I never said that, Sinead. I never said that.
What you did say was somebody with bipolar disorder, you would not let mind your children. That's Sinead here.
Oh, I know that. 100%. I said it. I'm not saying it in a minute ago. I wouldn't do it.
People need to be educated just on mental health. I really do.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm educated enough. I wasn't talking about you.
I'm talking about people that think that Jesus, harm is going to come to your kids. Like, there is people that have undiagnosed bipolar.
It could happen, Sinead. There's a code out there.
John, it could happen with anybody, minding any child. That's true, but why are you berating me for not taking a chance?
What's the problem?
Because Sinead has just told you that she would be of no harm whatsoever to any child.
I'm sure she's a lovely girl. I'm not going to tell her about it, Adrian. The fact of the matter is, I'm still not trusting somebody with mental health issues with my kids. Simple as that. How much do I have to say this to you, Ian?
Just a second. If you ever went out years ago and your kids were small, do you interview all the babysitters and ask them, can they get their
I tell you what I've done, Sinead. And Sinead, this is on the Bible. I tell you what I did. Anytime I was going out when my kids were small, there was left with family members. Always left with family members.
Had underlying health issues or medical health issues. Do you interview them?
I wouldn't know, and I still go with Sinead.
Sinead,
you can't answer a question for me. You know, I'm going to give you the answer now. I'm going to say this again. If any of my family had any mental health issues, I surely to be God will not be giving my kids over to them. No, he wouldn't. Just because my family doesn't mean that I trust them as much as other people. Yeah, of course I trust my family more. But if they had health issues and mental health issues, no, I wouldn't be. Simple as that. And that's a definite.
Because you fear for your children's safety?
Yes. Yes, and it can happen, and that's it.
Do you not realise, John, how absolutely ignorant that sounds. When I have a woman...
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
It's funny.
Well, it's not the truth. The fact of the matter is, this lady on the other line is telling you she has, she would not harm a child ever, ever,
I'm
ever.
No, she won't.
But you still wouldn't let her mind your children?
No. What? You hear Trevor there. Trevor said the same thing. I said exactly, he mirrored what I said. I'll be out on a night out. It's not fair on the person that's in charge of the children. It's not fair on me. It's not fair on the mother as well.
Okay, Sinead, it's not fair on you. God love you to mind a child. You just wouldn't be able.
Jesus Christ, I'm like, get with the times.
I'm not saying they wouldn't be able to, Adrian.
I'm not going to make a choice if I didn't think I was capable, okay?
I didn't say that. I said I wouldn't let you mind my children. I'm sure you're well capable of minding kids. I said to Adrian, and Adrian heard me. Don't twist my words. I said, I wouldn't let you mind my children.
I'm not saying your children, your choice, but this bipolar seems to be the stigma of bipolar seems to be going around that you're going to harm somebody's child or someone you're not capable of minding
Let
me read a message that just came out, and it says, it's because of people like you that people with mental health issues lie, because you think we're mad. What do you say to
that? My fucking fault. It's my kids, my choice. Tell them to go and fuck themselves. That's what I say to that. And I'm not making any fucking apologies for it.
I mean, in fairness, all he's saying is that he'll do whatever he takes.
All he's saying is Sinead can't mind his children because she lives with bipolar disorder. How ignorant.
But that's his choice to
How
say.
How ignorant.
No, it is. But it's his choice who he wants to mind his children. And in fairness
okay,
to Sinead...
Okay, but this lady in this story was perfectly okay to mind the child. 23 years of age, a friend of the family, not a bother. Suddenly... She admits openly that she lives with bipolar disorder, and bang, no. Okay, don't want her minding the children.
You're being very symptomatic about this and a bit stupid, actually, because when it comes down to it, when circumstances change, in the same way that if somebody had a babysitter and they loved that babysitter, and that babysitter minded their children every Saturday night when they went out, and then suddenly you found out that that babysitter was smoking a joint while minding your kids, yeah? Smoking a joint every Saturday night, that would change your attitude towards them.
Okay, but I'm asking, why Sinead, on the line here, cannot be trusted to mind children.
I didn't say that.
John has said it.
Well, I don't know Sinead, but I wouldn't trust Sinead.
I never said that.
He never said
that. No, you did. No, you said somebody with bipolar disorder cannot mind your children.
My fucking kids, Adrian. My kids. Not fucking anybody else's kids. Mine.
Yeah.
She can mind as many fucking kids as she likes. But they won't be mine. That's all I'm saying.
And the point
I didn't say everybody else's.
The point is as well, I wouldn't let Sinead mind my kids because I don't know her from Adam. I don't know the woman from Adam. But what I'm saying is...
Okay, you said circumstances change. So you have a babysitter. You've been using your babysitter for quite a while. And this is a trusted situation. Individual. And this individual confides in you that she lives with bipolar disorder. Does your attitude change?
I don't know. I'd have to get to know the person.
Do know the person.
Okay, I want to see what her episodes are like. I know people who... I've been around people with bipolar, and Jesus, when they're down, they can be really, really down. Let's not sugarcoat how serious a condition bipolar is. Now, what I'm saying is, Sinead says she wouldn't harm a child. I firmly believe she would, but nobody...
You firmly believe she would?
Or that she wouldn't, sorry. But nobody who has ever committed a horrendous act on a child because of mental health has ever said beforehand. Have they ever said beforehand? By the way, I'm just going to let you know that there is a chance that I could...
No, you're being ridiculous.
Well, no, you're being ridiculous. Nobody with a mental health issue never says I'm a danger, do they? Have you ever in your life... I've known so many people in my life with mental health issues, and not one of them has ever said at any stage, by the way, I am a danger to be around, or I am a danger.
No, obviously they're not going to say that.
Yeah, so they don't say it. That's the point.
So therefore they can't be trusted. That's where you're going with this.
So stupid.
Sinead, what do you make of what he's saying here?
I know my own bipolar, right? And I know my own episodes, okay? And I wouldn't use the word danger, but I wouldn't be... Sometimes if I'm having a real, real low, I wouldn't be good energy to be around. Personally, I wouldn't, you know? I just don't... I struggle to get up out of bed sometimes. therefore that's okay. But always talking about the low, low, low episodes. What about when they're just okay, balanced, and having good episodes? You know, like, it's personal choice who you get to mind your kids. I'm not saying ego, but I just think this bipolar world is thrown around, and the way it's being shared, it's like someone suffering with borderline schizophrenia where they could snap and actually harm kids. It's bipolar. People can manage bipolar. It's manageable.
And you are managing?
I'm managing, yeah, managing. I'm actually doing very well with my bipolar, to be honest.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear, Sinead. Do you find it insulting when people speak in the way in which they are about bipolar?
Yeah, I find it insulting. Go and get to know the person. Don't get to know the person. Don't be just thinking bipolar comes under this. Again, mental health umbrella, that fucking... Because the word mental health, people just seem to think that people are mad. Well, they're not mad. They're not mad. It's a condition. That's all it is. It's a condition. That's it.
Okay, stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Adrian, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Dave. What did you want to say on this?
I kind of have to agree with John there, as much as it pains me to say that. Like, and I understand that other lady there, you know, she's able to cope with it now. But if it was me and it was my kids, you know, and I'm not saying everybody's kids, everybody might be different, but if it was my kids, I'd prefer somebody that had bipolar wasn't looking after my kids.
Even if it was somebody that up until that point you trusted, it was a friend of the family, 23 years of age, mature, and is honest enough to actually confide in you that she lives with bipolar disorder. Suddenly, your attitude changes.
Yeah, you see, if it's a family member, you're kind of in the situation that you kind of feel like you have to be able to, you know, do that. But if it was like a babysitter or anything like that, like, I'd be no. But even if it was a family member and it was a close family member, I'd make some excuse or something. I wouldn't say out to them out straight, that's why I don't want to look after the kids. But if I'd make some excuse that, you know, it's grand, like, you know, don't worry about it. I'd try and get parents or, you know, somebody else to kind of look after them.
Okay, so
bad at that time.
Again, having listened to Sinead, and Sinead describing how she would cause no harm to any child, you would, if you found out in the exact same way as this lady Christine, you would make your excuses and not have her remind your children again, basically.
Well, that girl, Sinead, like, I know, like, I mean, it sounds bad and all that, like, and I don't know Sinead, and she sounds like a great girl, you know, but I probably would, I'd make some excuse or something just in case, you know, that way. Like I said in the WhatsApp that I sent in there, it's the same. I wouldn't ask, like, a drug addict or anything like that to look after my kids, or an alcoholic to look after my kids.
You're putting somebody with bipolar in the same category?
Well, no, it's not in the same category, but I still wouldn't be comfortable in it. Maybe that's the right word. I would. It's not that I'd be afraid that anything happened. I just wouldn't be comfortable them looking after my kids.
Sinead, can I ask you your reaction to hearing that he would make his excuses and would just not have the person mind his child again?
First of all, I'm going to go back to where he said at the start. If someone had it, this is the problem. It, what's it mean? Like, this is stigmatized again. If someone had it. Had what?
Well,
but had a
bipolar disorder. Like.
Right, okay, it's a disorder. That's what it is. It's a bipolar disorder. It's an imbalance.
Yeah, but you're after saying it there. You're just after saying it there. That's what it is. It's bipolar disorder.
Yeah, because I'm trying to speak
that's
in
just
your terms. Yeah, I'm trying to speak in your terms because you're calling it an it. It is a disorder. Yeah, people manage with it. You just said there if it was your family member, okay, that you would, and then you were confused about it. Okay, I understand that. I'm not asking you to let me mind their children. All I'm asking to do is, you know, don't stigmatise people and put them into certain brackets and deny them the chance of growing in their condition. Don't deny them the chance. You know, if it is a family member, sit with them, see how they're doing, and then maybe be around them, supervise them for a while until you're comfortable. Don't just deny them straight away because they come under this bracket of having a disorder.
No, I'm not going to. It's not like I'm not going to deny
them.
Don't
make up excuses and lie. Don't make up excuses and lie and make them feel worse about themselves. That's all I'm asking.
No, I wouldn't be making. No, I wouldn't be making them feel worse about themselves.
Yeah, but that's you. You're sacked. You're fired. You're not going to say that.
Yeah, exactly.
But you'll come up with some cock and bull story as to why you don't need a babysitter anymore.
That'd be actually worse.
Because the person that has bipolar disorder, I don't want to cause any trouble to them or anything like that. You know, I just feel personally that if it was my decision, I would be saying no, I can't. It's just something about it. Like I wouldn't be able to relax. You know, that way, especially if the person had it bad. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, talking of that, just stay there for one second, both of you. Sinead, you'd be interested in this message from Claire.
Hi, guys. Sorry I can't come on. But basically, I have a family member that has been living with it for the last 25 years, and I've witnessed two episodes in it, even at a young age. It's a scary thing. They can get so aggressive and so angry to start breaking up the house or break up the car, break up whatever they want, and start fighting with people. They'd hop in the car and they'd be like Michael Schumacher going down the road, when no care in the world, wouldn't even realise if they hit you or an animal on the road. Their minds rest that much. They don't see the outside world. Their medication, taking them off too quick or taking them down too low can set them off. A debt or a birth or anything in the family, little things can trigger them. It's a scary thing, so I don't blame that family, you know, to be concerned. Like, I know from witnessing in my family, if the kids are screaming and crying, they get so overwhelmed and that, they get so agitated, they have to walk out and go away for a couple of, like, an hour or two to come back. Now, they're great with my kids and everything, you know, when I'm there and everything, absolutely fantastic. But your worry's still always there, because no matter what episode they have, they still come back a different person, so... If I was them, I'd look into it. Do you want my research? Talk to the lady about it. You know what I mean? Learn her triggers and stuff like that. Sit down and talk to her and really look into it all behind bipolar. Like, there is a big understanding for their worries, but, you know, I just hope everything works out well for them. But just don't give up on it straight away, because that's what happens with people with bipolar. It's so bad. People do walk. And I just hope that they find a solution between them all.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Claire. Sinead, do you want to respond to that? Basically, that message was saying, when this person is bad, they're bad.
I can't comment on that story about traffic. I can't comment on that person's experience with bipolar, him or her bipolar. But I know for me, I suffer with either low or high moods, you know, so I'm either hyper or I just can't get out of bed. I can't get up, wash myself, I just don't want to get up. You know, I've never had an episode of anger. I don't go into that anger, but I do know what triggers me, you know, and I know me triggers, you know. But at the end of her message there, she was empathetic, you know, towards that person, and she did have compassion. And that's what it's all about. It stops stigmatizing people. Stop putting us in brackets, you know. Stop, you know, making excuses why people can't babysit. Tell them your fears. Tell them your worries. Sit down, talk to them. Allow them to express themselves. Yeah, and because we get to this stage where we have to kind of prove that we're not bad people all the time. You know, it can be very, very
just one final, very quick question. Have you, in your time living with bipolar, found people like that are kind of standoffish and don't trust you or whatever?
Yes, that's why, mostly if I meet people, it takes you a while to get to know them, you know, and then I will talk about your mental health situation, for the same reason as sometimes when you tell people, or if you're in a circle or you're in that kind of group where you're talking about, no, I would do this in therapy and stuff like that, you know, I'd find it hard to, obviously you're not going to come into the conversation, by the way, my name's Sinead and I suffer with bipolar disorder, but at the same time it can be stigmatised, put into a certain
bracket. Okay, so you do find that it's still
people distances,
yeah, you know? Still can be an issue. All right. Yeah. Sinead, I really appreciate you talking to us on Opinions Matter. Thanks very much indeed. And that's just about it from us. Hope you enjoyed this latest edition of Opinions Matter. If you did, please hit subscribe or follow. Click the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.